This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Amid a national rise in book bans in school libraries and new laws in some red states that threaten criminal penalties against librarians, a growing number of blue states are taking the opposite approach. New Jersey joins five other states, California, Illinois, Maryland, Minnesota, and Washington, that have passed legislation within the past 2 years to preserve access to reading materials that deal with racial and sexual themes, including those about the LGBT community. And some states are now safeguarding librarians and the books they offer. Casey Meehan, director of the Freedom to Read program, says state leaders are demonstrating that censorship has no place in their state and that the freedom to read is a principle that is supported and protected, she said. The drive to ban certain books is not decreasing, however. While a handful of states fight censorship in school libraries, some communities within those states are attempting to remove materials that conservative local officials regard as lurid and harmful to children. 8,000 of the more than 10,000 instances of banned books during the 2023-24 school year were in Florida and Iowa schools. Lawmakers in those states enacted legislation in 2023 that created processes for school districts to remove books that have sexual content. Some of the banned books include classics and award winners, such as Roots by Alex Haley and A Tree Grows in Brooklyn by Betty Smith. The New Jersey measure not only sets minimum standards for localities when they adopt a policy on how books are curated or can be challenged, but also prevents school districts from removing material based on the origin, background, or views of the library material or those contributing to its creation. The law also gives librarians immunity from civil and criminal liability for good faith actions. These new state laws, several of which are titled the Freedom to Read Act, have passed almost entirely along party lines with unanimous Democratic support. Laws that allow for book bans have been the subject of several lawsuits in recent years, as plaintiffs argue the measures violate constitutional protections of free expression. Late last month, a federal judge struck down parts of a 2023 Arkansas law that threatened prison time for librarians who distribute, quote, harmful, unquote, material to minors. A California lawmaker is suggesting a pilot program to test autonomous firefighting helicopters, an innovation which could help other wildfire-prone states like Montana. The proposal comes after devastating wildfires in Southern California, just the latest in that state which has seen entire cities and neighborhoods leveled by raging fires. While many questions are circulating in the aftermath of the Los Angeles and Pacific Palisades and Malibu fires, so are potential solutions to alleviate harm in fire-prone regions, one being autonomous helicopters. On January 21st, California Assemblymember Cotty Petri Norris introduced a bill to launch a first-of-its-kind pilot program that would test the possibilities of self-operating helicopters to suppress wildfires. The idea is to pave the way for faster fire response times, particularly in the event of unsafe conditions for human pilots, such as when winds are high. The concept capitalizes on innovations that already have been in development. In November of last year, a California startup company called Rain deployed an autonomous Black Hawk helicopter to locate and contain a test fire in Connecticut. Assemblymember Petri Norris said, "This technology has incredible potential for us to be able to successfully fight wildfires from the air, even when the wind is blowing at just extraordinary speeds. Anything that we can do to change that can save lives and can save property." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.